Hoffman.com.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I went a bit wild last hour, and quite frankly, it's because this stuff's really getting to me. You know, I get emailed, people say, are you for real? Are you really this upset? Yes, I'm upset about offshore banks totally imploding the entire world economy and setting up Northcom openly to wage war against the American people for gun confiscation. You bet. I'm absolutely freaked out about it. I mean, I have mainstream news here out of the News Tribune out of Missouri, one of the big papers there in St. Louis. Guard units trained for militia attacks. And it says the National Guard is preparing, that's how the PSYOP works, for American gun owners to attack them at checkpoints. Let me tell you how this is going to work. So I've been to these urban warfare drills. The military trains to take on the American people, and they train to break up families at checkpoints. You drive up to a checkpoint, they run your ID, just like outside Fallujah or outside Baghdad, and they grab the daddy and put him in this truck, the mommy in that truck, and the kids in this truck. And then when you fight back, it's going to be called a terrorist attack. Now, I shot Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, and Police State 3, total enslavement. I mean, I went to these urban warfare drills. Now it's mainstream news, and it's up on Infowars.com. And Kurt Nemo wrote a detailed article, Missouri National Guard trained to kill militia insurgents in exercise. Then I have them training new Obama youth to, quote, take on disgruntled vets in seek and destroy operations, New York Times. You cannot make this up. It doesn't matter if it's Bush or Obama. It's the same policy. These guys are just puppet front men for the military-industrial complex, and it works for the offshore banks who are a bunch of Madoffs. Now, I know we got Michael and Ray and Peggy and Ronnie and Craig and Chris and Jeff, and I'm going to get to all of you. In fact, Jeff's up first after Michael. But throughout the hour, and he can talk to any issue, his BBC TV presenter with his own show, The Oracle. He has another one on Press TV. He is the inventor of a major stock market system, including a system that's even been adopted by the Pentagon to try to monitor the stock market. And he is an author and also an economist researcher. He's Max Kaiser, and he joins us from Paris for the rest of the hour. Max Kaiser, things are really getting crazy. Can you just boil down for folks what this global system is and what the banks are going to doing? I mean, are they not going to be happy until everything's destroyed and they own everything?
Alex Jones, how you doing?
Good, Max Kaiser. Thanks for spending time with us on Sunday night there in Paris.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be on the show with you.
How is your beloved betrothed?
Oh, it's fantastic. Stacey's been doing a lot of research on looking at Twitter, and she's discovering that, Twitter has got contacted by the State Department. And if you notice, during that so-called Green Revolution, during Iran, a lot of the major news outlets were quoting what was happening on Twitter. And yet the ability to manufacture results on Twitter is not that difficult.
And it turns out the CIA was basically running it and feeding the mass Twitters. Explain, folks, what the little wicked Tweety was doing.
Well, Stacey has been looking at this pretty closely right now. We're trying to put together some of our own back-end research and data collection because it is similar to the technology that I was involved with. And you mentioned it at the top of the show. The Pentagon uses some of the ideas and some of the technology that I invented in the mid-1990s for what they call the policy analysis market, which was basically a terror futures market where people could buy and sell contracts based on terror attacks. And they launched it, and of course there was a huge commotion because it was a way to monetize. The average guy, the average Joe out there could make money betting on what the next terror attack would be. And of course this sets up the situation where people would go out and commit terror attacks so they could profit on the Pentagon's terror futures market.
So the Pentagon could profit on its terrorism.
Right. They wanted to share their profits with the average person out there. That was what the Pentagon was pushing. And, of course, there was a backlash against it. And I wrote an editorial in the Financial Times, and I pointed out that there already is a terror futures market. It's called the New York Stock Exchange. People are already benefiting by pushing terror all over the world. You know, the primary business, the primary export of America is this military hardware, which is out there causing all kinds of wars of convenience and wars of profit, and you can already benefit. As a matter of fact, I started something else out there called the Gulag Wealth Index.
Ah.
The Gulag Wealth Index is at gulagwealthindex.com. And this was an idea that if you really wanted to cash in on America's terror policies, you could build a portfolio of stocks like Corrections Corps of America, which is America's biggest private prison operator. You could buy stock in Taser, which, of course, is a huge beneficiary of which you talk about on your show all the time by giving local cops summary execution powers, basically, to just stop people on the street and taser them. So all these stocks bundled together into one index and as a way to give people at least a monetary hedge against the tyranny going on in the U.S. So if you can't stop it politically, at least you could hedge your portfolio.
And, of course, MaxKaiser.com. Max, you've been predicting for years what's happening now in the economy, this designed implosion. But then the media is saying, oh, no, green shoots, everything's wonderful. As everybody I talk to on the street think that we're descending into financial Hades, what's really going on? Are the international bankers going to save us?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the number one number that people should be looking at is that unemployment number. The unemployment number is continuing to move up pretty sharply. And remember when Obama came into office, his economic program was he was going to restore 3 million jobs quickly. And the point of giving Wall Street all that money, which, you know, Hank Paulson negotiated, basically he extorted that money at the end of last year, and he threatened to kill the stock exchange unless the government and the citizens gave him.
He threatened martial law. He said, if you don't do it, we'll just march troops in here. That's on record. That's freedom, though.
So that was his pitch to Congress and the American people was extortion. And what we heard from Obama was that this was going to result in jobs and job growth. And unfortunately, we've had the reverse. We've had loss of jobs.
Oh, the bankers are hoarding the money, and they love everything imploding. Oh, bankers don't love getting the farm that way. They're friendly, Max.
Yeah, pretty much. The bankers are hoarding the money, and the unemployment rate is out. The official rate is 9.5%, but the unofficial rate, which is the rate which you would calculate by including the number of people who have stopped working for work, the government doesn't include those people in their numbers. Plus, if you also, the government uses what's called the birth-death model in calculating unemployment, where it's a way to statistically underrepresent the model. It's just more statistical noise that the government publishes. But if you were to give a more accurate picture of what the true unemployment number is in America today, it's 16%.
Now a lot of economists are saying it's really 20.
But yeah, well,
I mean, Bloomberg said 15.6.
Again, there's different ways to calculate it, but clearly it's 50 to 60% higher than what the official number is. The trend is moving up quite sharply, and there's no reason to think that that trend is not going to keep moving toward that 25% level, which of course was the number we saw at the Great Depression. So for people out there, and I know you talk on your show, you say, how come? Why aren't people motivated to make a change or make a move? I think the people who are losing their jobs and they immediately find themselves in a tent city somewhere and cut off from the rest of the society, you know, they're like Indians being pushed onto a reservation by the government and they're cut off from society. We don't hear from those people because they've been cut off. They're already, you know, you talk about the idea of these FEMA camps and these other types of facilities. In a way, you already have that going on now. You just don't hear from these people because they're living in tent cities, and they're just not covered. They don't have internet access as such, and so they're just being pushed
off.
No,
you're right. It's just like we don't hear from somebody who's homeless on the streets of India, or the streets of Beijing. They're off the grid now, living in squalor. Stay there, Max Kaiser. Call's coming up. I want to talk about this whole police state. because you are, had really discussed how we're converting the whole economy into that. Why is the Army training to pull triggers on the American people?
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Great.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I am live at Infowars.com and blasting out on the M&FM dial, XM, shortwave, satellite, you name it. We come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central for an abbreviated transmission. It's midnight over in Paris, where Timothy Maxwell Kaiser, known as Max Kaiser, from NYU, journalist, film producer, activist, Hollywood, stock exchange inventor, the Oracle of Max Kaiser, and a lot more, TV show on BBC, and he does one also on Press TV. Max, I want to go to calls in the time we have coming up in the next segment. I promise to get to all of you folks that are holding, but right now, when you talk to other economists, other people researching this, I mean, you know, the elites are just openly stealing everything in front of everyone. Both parties in Europe, the Tories and the Labor, Republican Democrats here in the United States. I mean, the same stuff. And then meanwhile, they're openly saying Northcom is ready to take on the American people. And I've got news stories coming out where they're training to set up checkpoints, and they've got clergy response teams, hired preachers to report on their flocks, secret police, CIA ads on all radio and TV, recruiting domestic spies. I feel like I woke up in an episode of The Outer Limits. The public's kind of in a mind-numbed robot world. Will they be successful converting us over to just a pure 1984 society, or will people finally say, hey, let's audit the private Federal Reserve, let's arrest these bankers, or is it just we're like a broke-back, toothless hooker with cigarette burns all over us with the pimp slapping us around, and that's all we know?
Well, that's a beautiful image, Alex. I'm going to keep that in mind as I try to get to sleep tonight. But as far as, you know, you mentioned two things there. One is the growing surveillance state and the police state in the U.S., and that's definitely an extension of basically this concept of manifest destiny gone crazy. You know, America was built on this idea of the manifest destiny, moving all the way west from the east. And, of course, they slaughtered and committed genocide of the local population of Indians. But they got to the West Coast. They created the U.S. Then the manifest destiny went out to the rest of the world. And the U.S. put this policy of scorched earth policy of just invading countries and expanding the empire in South America, Latin America, you know, around the world. But now they've run out of places to conquer in this way. So they've come back home. And the same forces that drove this foreign policy of scorched earth and ethnic cleansing, if you will, they're applying this to Americans because they've run out of other countries. They've run out of space. So they've come back home, and they're doing it in their own country. And, of course, the rationality by the people putting this forward is that somehow they're serving the greater good as they define it in their own minds. But clearly, if you're losing your job or you're having your savings destroyed, and I want to point something else happened last week, which is really, really, I think, needs to get some attention. In the country of Sweden, they've now moved to what's called a negative savings rate, which means that if you have money in the bank, you don't get any kind of a savings rate at all. In fact, you pay the bank to hold your money. The reason they do that is they want people to take the money out of the bank and go spend it in the economy. They're trying to force people to spend money. And
so this is a purely debtor system where cradle to grave, the government and the private banks are God.
It's a pure cradle to grave debt system, exactly. So now Sweden is on the front line of this negative savings rate policy. In the U.S., you already have interest rates at almost at zero. And in other countries around the world, and in the U.K., it's moving in this direction. So it looks like in the U.S., they will, as this bailout money fails to stimulate the economy, as the banks fail to make loans, as the economy continues to implode, then all the banks are going to start to move over to this negative savings rate. So
Max, what about this? What about this, though? They're hiring and converting all the new people that lose their jobs into police state functions to now then go feed on any middle class that's left. So a total end of private property, it looks like, as well. What are these Northcom brigades with the military openly training to engage the American people? So now if you don't like it, the military will just come kill you?
Well, what's fascinating is that the CIA is recruiting from bankers that are getting fired. Did you see that?
That was Bloomberg. Yeah, no, they're just taking everything over.
You know, I worked on Wall Street for many years. And so, in other words, the same people that destroyed the economy, the Wall Street bankers, now that they've been forced off the grid, they're going to be picked up by the CIA to commit financial crimes against their countrymen conducted by groups like the CIA. So who knows how to conduct financial crimes better than the guys on Wall Street.
And we know the
CIA's economy.
And we know the CIA's been caught shipping in the heroin, the cocaine. We know they're involved with the plunge protection team rigging the markets anyways. I mean, this is literally like hell force is being released on us. And you said it, just like the CIA overthrows third world countries, they're about to have a big meal off us. What made them decide to go ahead and gang rape America? What made them decide to go ahead and slit our throat like a sweet little puppy looking up at its master?
It's just a force of habit. They don't know any better, and there's no resistance. There's absolutely no resistance.
That's really what it is, yeah.
And if there was any resistance, and you know, I've introduced two or three ways that people that there could be resistance, but there's no appetite for any resistance. And
so this is really what the people want. They want their kids being shot up with mercury and drinking fluoride. They want to be bankrupt. They want to be slaves. They want to live in across between Mexico and North Korea.
Well, you know, I've often said that. Let me put it to you this way. If Hitler had listed Auschwitz on the New York Stock Exchange, America would have never invaded Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, there is a perception in America that no matter how bad things are, there's still a possibility that you might be the big lottery winner. And people live with those blinders on.
Orwell talked about that. He said the proles laid down in that 1984 fiction, but based on the Soviet Union he was studying, because they thought they could win the lottery. Just kind of this magical bumpkin thinking, like giggling that it's not happening to me, almost laughing at your neighbor being torn apart.
Well, see, look what's happening in Russia. Last week, Putin announced that they're closing all the casinos in Moscow, and they're moving them all to Siberia. And I predicted this trend. I may have even talked about it last year on your show.
No, you did.
That we're moving toward a casino gulag model.
No, you said that. I remember.
Well, now we've got direct evidence of it.
How did you know that? A casino gulag. It's wonderful.
It's a forced gambling model. And just like in California, if they open up a casino gulag and you run out of tokens, of course, the state is now going to issue you IOUs. Then you can put those into your slot machines in the gulag casino. And you still maintain the illusion that you're going to be a winner, even though you've lost your house, you've lost your job, you've lost your family, but you still might be a winner. So you're going to put up with it. And it's the same group of people that are now in charge that really have been taken from the casino industry. You know, the casino industry is on the cutting edge of behavioral economics, which has had the study of the psychology of what makes people make economic decisions. And the casino industry, of course, has introduced techniques where they make it very difficult to leave the casino. The exits are hidden. There's no clocks. You don't know what time of day it is. They put fragrances in the air. They have a calculation for the slot machines, a certain win ratio to keep people interested.
Max, got a break. Stay there. News coming up. We'll come right back to you to finish that point, other key points, then right to your phone calls.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Brother. Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Max Kaiser is our guest.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Wanted to finish up his point, and we're going to go to your phone calls. He can comment on it all. Very well read verse, young man. I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
Max Kaiser, there's got to be some way out of here. You know, just in case listeners think you were joking about gulag casinos, I was listening to Fox News Radio here locally on 590 AM this week and heard that announcement. I went home and Googled it. Sure enough, we had it linked up on Infowars.com. But here's Times of London. Vladimir Putin, gambling law, banishes Russian casinos to Siberian exile. And then earlier I mentioned how in China they CPS people's kids and put them up for adoption. But they won't tell you that here. They steal the kids and put them up for adoption. So they get like $500,000 for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. I've had senators on admitting they have bounties out for your kids in the public schools. Sometimes they sell them to foreign countries. Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest purchasers. But see, BBC, China, baby sold for adoption. It says they seize your kid if you've had more than one child and sell it to people, I guess, have been sterilized by the drinking water here in the U.S. But going back to Max Kaiser, so the casino gulag economy, you did say like 6 months ago on my show that we were going to go to this, and you were serious. So finish your point on that. Any other big, important items and big shoes to drop in the economy? Then I want to start going to these phones here.
Right. Yeah, the casino gulag model is what I've been talking about for a while. And as the economy continues to implode, it'll become a standing policy. And my prediction for 2009, one of my big predictions, is that online gambling is going to be legalized in the U.S. because this is going to be billed as a way to stimulate the economy. And this will just further atrophy and carve out the equity of the U.S. Now, during the break, during the news break, it was funny because the newscaster said that Joe Biden said that Obama miscalculated what the effect of the first stimulus package might be, and now they're thinking about a second stimulus.
You've been saying that. It's just like a heroin dealer. Oh, you just need one more shot and it'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think it's what people should understand what this means. And just to spend maybe 30 seconds reviewing some of the big points.
No, no, take your time. Go over. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the banking system for a while in context here. The banking system, traditionally, if you put $1,000 in the bank will then lend out $1,000. The idea of a fractional reserve banking system is you put $1,000 in the bank, and the bank lends out $10,000. Well, where do they get that additional $9,000? It's loaned into existence. And this is how the money, what's called money, expands, but it's actually, these are just IOUs. These are just debts that are being created by banks, and they do it purely in their own service. And the interest on the debt, of course, will always eclipse any kind of return they're getting on the deposit. So you end up with an economy that's heading further and further into debt. Now, what we've seen in the last...
Well, wait, let's not just glaze over that. Explain to people, this is a singularity financially, like a black hole. It's designed to put you into debt. It's designed to create more debt than actual asset.
That's right. The interest on America's debt now, I think it's the third biggest item on the budget behind Social Security and the military. Then comes debt interest.
And so soon it'll be like California, where everything goes to debt, and literally the police just go around holding you up by your ankles, shaking your change out of your pocket. How long till we reach that point?
Right. That number one for debt interest payment at the current rate. I haven't done the numbers in terms of picking the exact month or when that's going to be, but at its current rate, clearly it'll be the number one item. But just to point out something, which is the next level, over the past 10 to 15 years, well, the reason you have this huge crisis on Wall Street, really starting in the summer of 2007, is that fractional reserve model moved into something that I would call the zero reserve model. And in the zero reserve model, what happens is, you put $1,000 in the bank, then a bank like Goldman Sachs will sell that $1,000 deposit to another bank for a fee, and they'll still make that $10,000 in loans. So they're making a $10,000 in loans now based on having no reserves at all. And that's how they can make these astronomical rates of returns, is because they actually have no reserves. The banking system... In a zero reserve system, you have to think of it as a banking hologram. These banks are simply swapping back and forth pieces of paper that they say represent some value, but in fact, there's no value at all. And I think this goes back to something we saw a couple of weeks ago, which is a story that was big for only about 6 hours, which was that $134 billion in notes that were trying to be crossed from Italy into Switzerland. And there was a big story that broke. And people are trying to figure out what is the deal with this $134 billion in U.S. Treasury securities that are trying to be smuggled into Switzerland. And my take on what that was all about is that in Switzerland, of course, you have the Bank of International Settlements, which is the central bank of central banks. And every quarter, when these banks have to report the assets on their books, because they don't really have assets on their books to report, which is one reason why auditing the Fed would expose the Fed as being having no assets at all. The reason why at the end of the quarter they have to do an actual accounting, they engage in what I call peekaboo accounting, where banks swap these worthless the pieces of paper that they can claim do have value, they swap it back and forth.
So they're all swapping it. There's like a limited pile, and they all move it around during the accounting.
Exactly. And that's what I think that was all about. It was as part of this global scheme, really, in the central banks, where they're all basically cooperating to misrepresent the assets on the books.
But here's the bad part. It's like musical chairs. They all get a chair, the big banks do. They get the golf courses and movie companies and factories. We, the people, don't get a chair.
Right. This is what happened in the summer of 2007. The music stopped, and even Chuck Prince, who was the CEO of Citibank at the time, he said, you know what, as long as the music still plays, we're going to keep dancing. And it was at that month, almost to that day, when the music stopped. A couple of hedge funds at Bear Stearns blew up, and the music stopped, and suddenly there were no more suckers coming into the market. The Bernie Madoff thing blew up because of the same reasons, because there was no fresh money coming into the Ponzi scheme. And it became this huge control, what I call a controlled demolition, because obviously if the bankers on Wall Street, including Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, even in 2009 are on schedule to pay themselves record bonuses, it's clear that they are not participating in any way in this financial catastrophe. And it's also clear that they have the means to create the financial catastrophe. And it's also clear that at this point, that based on Paulson's testimony to Congress and what Tim Geithner has done and Bernanke has done, that this was in fact a premeditated, controlled financial demolition. And I don't see how anyone can have any other conclusion than that.
But they like that because now they get to play the savior again and consolidate even more power and have bailout after bailout directly to themselves, never sending one dime of our own money back into the economy. I want to go to calls now, but one last point. Madoff, it came out in AP, as you know, that it was $171 billion in assets, so that's the asset forfeiture seizure notice. I thought it was $50 billion. I mean, certainly Madoff wasn't acting alone.
Well, this is, again, it gets back to peekaboo accounting. It depends what week you look at the books. One week it's $50 billion, and next week it could be $170 billion. In other words, it's all fictitious accounting. It's all accounting fraud.
Someone robbing your car out there?
Well, I'm on Paris, and that's somebody's car is out there squeaking, yes.
Sure, it's a wonderful third world person bashing the windows out. We've got to give him some welfare.
Okay. That's off now.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, I interrupted because of the car alarm. Okay, so that's the peekaboo accounting. But certainly Madoff didn't act alone.
Well, Madoff is... when I was working on Wall Street, there is a concept called parking stock. And parking stock or a busted trade or an error account, the way it works is at the end of the day, a lot of times you would have bought or sold more stock than you actually – you made a mistake. You made an error. And you have it – the firm was called an error account. And you park that stock in the error account overnight, and then the next day when you come in, you try to place it somewhere. And whether it's long-term capital management or it's Bernie Madoff's fund, these guys are used to stash errors by large traders who need to hide, you know, play this peekaboo game on a short-term basis.
And so that's why he's being left alone. They're saying he acted alone.
Well, the entire
Got a break. I promise, folks, we're going to your calls. This is just too important with Max Keiser.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Text. Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Oh, yeah. Final segment, baby. Don't listen to Alex. The government loves you. Wall Street's your friend. Everything's going to be fine, baby. Ha, 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 yeah.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, let's jam in some calls here with Max Kaiser. Max.
Hey, speaking of the pimp game, have you pimped my website?
MaxKaiser.com. It's almost as good as InfoWars.com.
To Alex Jones listeners, I'm trying to get my video, which was from this week's show on my show On the Edge. I put the video up there. I'm trying to get up to 50,000 views.
Well, you've always got great TV show. What's your especially when I'm on it? But what's your pimp game today?
Well, the pimp game today, and I love that expression you started using last week, by the way. To describe what was going on in terms of people, basically, what I call it is the Stockholm Syndrome. People fall in love with their captors, and I think Americans have developed a mass case of Stockholm Syndrome. They've fallen in love with their kidnappers.
Well, absolutely. We have this ruling class who has a rigged game in the stock market, and they're just literally gotten greedy and screwing up everything. Somebody's got to stop them. Let's take some calls for Max Kaiser. That video is up on MaxKaiser.com. We'll link it up on InfoWars.com. We'll help you get up to 50,000 there, Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have lots of videos of more than that. I guess you want it in a few days. Michael in North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Hey. Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead.
Thank you for what you do. And while Max is on the line, Max, thank you for what you do, too. You guys are speaking the truth in a time of universal deceit.
But that was another Al-Qaeda member, George Orwell, said that. He needs to be arrested. But
Specifically, the question I had was related to the Austrian journalist story, Jane Burgermeister, who filed the charges against the WHO and the UN for planned genocidal actions. Yesterday on Dr. Rebecca Carley's show, she said that she, Carley, and Burgermeister had been scheduled to be on your show, Alex, like a week ago.
Yeah, no, I've had them on before, and I just haven't had them on about that suit. Yeah, we did link to the article at InfoWars.com, but I'll work on that. You know, that's a good question to ask. Baxter Pharmaceutical got caught mixing that weaponized bird flu with the vaccines. Then the London Telegraph reported there were deaths in trials, but wouldn't say what company of bird flu vaccine. Bayer got caught shipping out the Factor VIII filled with HIV. I guess it's all just an accident, though. Right, Max?
Well, those types of stories, you probably have more of up to date on. I cover mostly the finance stories and the banking stories, and that's my specialty.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Jeff in Mass. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Very, very simple. The people will not get it until they see UN tanks coming into the streets, starvation.
Well, sir, your phone is ultra low. Can you speak up?
Oh, yes. As far as the American people is concerned, it will not hit the American people until they're starving and they see UN tanks in the street.
No, no, no. They'll run out and worship the UN tanks and ask for food. And then if you're against the UN tanks, they'll say you're trying to hurt the UN, and then they'll bash your brains in with a sledgehammer. Max Kaiser, comments on that?
Well, like we were saying before, I think that as long as there's this mentality out there that I'm going to be the winner, I'm going to be the lottery winner, it prevents people from getting together and pushing back as a collective force. And so there's no resistance. Now, if you were in a battle with capitalists who are trying to take over as much property as possible and there was absolutely no resistance, you just keep going. There's just no resistance. Nobody's trying to stop them because everyone has this mentality that they want to be on the other side. They're going to get the lucky golden
ticket. Yeah, all of these slaves think they're the elite. I mean, you can meet janitors that'll giggle. They think if they side mentally with the elite, that makes them suddenly on the side of the elite, even as the tank is running over them. What do you call that sickening mental mentality, Max?
CNBC.
Oh, CNBC, where they say lead is good for children, it's good for the economy. Actually,
yes, James Cramer is like, you know, he's spinning the lottery wheel every 10 minutes of every day. Another winner. Somebody else bought. You know, there's just one big hoax, basically. And it's remember a movie that came out a while ago. They shoot horses, don't they? And it was about the 1930s. People were in the middle of the Depression, but they would dance themselves to death if they thought they'd win a free piece of apple pie.
It's unbelievable. So it's that, well, really, it's that foolish, sucker-born-every-minute attitude, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you guys for speaking out so much. I just want you to think about of the thriving garden of souls you've helped to cultivate for God. So I'm one of them, and I appreciate you. But I wanted to bring up Cynthia McKinney. It looks like she might be, and also Palestine, Gaza, and Israel.
Now, what is this, 6 days that a congresswoman and a Nobel Prize winner in the Mediterranean, not even in Israeli waters, have been grabbed, and it's nowhere on our news, Max?
Well, I see that it's not really being covered, that at this very moment, the president of Honduras is trying to land in Honduras after the CIA, you know, put in that coup just 2 weeks ago. No one's covering that either.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The CIA under Bush and Obama admit they were trying to start a color revolution during the election. They had the other guy announce that he'd won before the polls even closed to try to make it look like something was being stolen. If the mullahs wanted to fix it, they would have just not allowed the guy to run. They control who gets on the ballot. And then Obama gets up and says, the U.S. is not involved. And then now he says we're not involved in what's happening south of the border. Max?
Well, he's trying to land at the airport right now. People are dying at the airport. It's a huge international story, and yet it's being just completely ignored. So that's selective news projection. So, you know, this is where your show comes in, because you're willing to talk about stories that are not being covered. And it's shocking that the mainstream media is just selectively only focusing on those stories that are going to further the interests of the corporate interests who own those news.
And even the corporate media whores are destroying their own nests, burning their own beds, but they just can't help it because it's that instinct that they're predators too. They get to lie too. It's just, oh, we get to be part of destroying America. Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, yes.
Well, these are the same guys, you know, who would have volunteered to be guards at the concentration camp.
I agree with you. It's just unbelievable. Well, I mean, they're social climbers, and if they say that ladder leads you up, they'll kill their grandma to advance themselves. They have no honor, no nothing, and that's why we're in so much trouble. But good men and women need to get involved and take action, and we know you're out there. Craig in Maryland, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Come on down, Craig. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Actually,
My name is Hans. I think it was a misunderstanding. I'm a student at the University of Maryland, economics major.
Okay, Hans, go ahead.
Hans, Blix, oh, no.
It's all right. It's all right. My concern is when you said in the documentary, The Obama Deception, the people were beginning to see through their facade. What was that you were referring to, the Federal Reserve, the whole system, or...
Yes, the people are beginning to see through the left-right paradigm and that global corporations own both parties. Max, you want to comment on that?
Well, as you know, on your show, before the election, my attitude was I was going to give Obama a chance. I was not in the Obama deception camp at that time, but I did say that my I was very troubling that he was keeping Geithner and Summers in place, and if that were to continue, then that could potentially sway my opinion on Obama. And, in fact, my opinion has been swayed because he kept those guys in place. He's obviously a lackey for Goldman Sachs, and I'm even more, I would say, hopping mad than you about this because I'm one of those suckers that was pulled into the cult of this guy, you know, 6 months ago.
Well, I mean, Bush was so bad, everybody hoped it would end. I was hoping. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a big Republican, was hoping. And you're not bad in that you got suckered. I mean, people were hoping. But now so many Obama supporters say, I don't care how much he lies, cheats, and steals. It's okay because, you know, he's my, you know, he's my criminal. The point is, I just say get past Obama. He's a diversion.
Well, you've got some, you see, people are unwilling to admit when they've made a mistake. And the reason why, for me, having worked on Wall Street, that's the biggest mistake you can make in managing money is not being able to quickly figure out you made a mistake and you have to reverse course. And this is one of the disciplines that people who work on Wall Street and manage money have to learn quickly. But in the political sphere, in the punditry sphere, you do not see that. So, for example, a website like Daily Kos, which is a left-wing site, so-called, clearly they're unwilling to listen to any items, any stories about Obama that contradict their preconceived notion that he can only do good. And that's equally dangerous, as dangerous as any right-wing agenda.
All right, joining us from Paris, Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. America, the world, change course. Stop licking the boots of government and corporations. Stop buying their slick hype. Get back to the Bill of Rights Constitution. Get angry. Scream bloody murder or they will take everything you've got. They will rape you financially. God bless you, Max Keiser. Great having you on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.